And that shelf above the fireplace, what do you call that?
Well, now, I would say we call that, I would say a mantle with that usually.
Okay. Yeah, okay, you heard other things?
I have heard fireboard.
But you pretty much say...
I would say a mantle.
Okay. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay. Yeah. And if it's particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
We call that splinter.
And what do you call a place in a house that has a rod and hangers to put clothes on? It can be built in, like in a corner, or, you know, have a door.
I would say a rod.
Okay. And if it, the rod's the thing that you hang the rat on. Okay, what do you call that little enclosed area?
Closet.
How's that?
Closet.
Okay, and what about if it's movable, like it's a piece of furniture?
Yeah, we call that a chipboard.
Okay. And what do you call those boards on the outside of a house, you know, that you nail on?
Weather boards.
And what about the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs are placed? Maybe ladies.
Porch.
How's that?
That porch.
And okay, what about if it didn't have a roof on it? Maybe it was just out the back door, much smaller. Would you still call that?
Well, didn't have a roof on it.
Uh-huh.
I would call it just a walkway out there.
Okay. Like if it did have a roof on it and it were out the back door, what would you call it? The same as out front?
Well, yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay, and what do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are kept, maybe before they're going to be milked?
Say a lot fence.
Okay. And you're going to say, I've got to drive the cows out into the... Into the what?
Into the lot.
Okay. And if you, I don't think they had many of them around here, but what would you call a wall or a fence made out of stone or rock? Do you, what would you call that? I know that y'all don't have any.
No, we don't. Yeah.
If you had one, what would you say? That's real unusual. There's a...
I'd say that would be a block fence or a rock fence.
Okay. And what do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
We call that a water bucket.
And if it were made out of metal, do you still call it the same thing?
Well, we call it, I guess, a milk bucket.
Okay. Yeah. And what do you call that thing at the kitchen sink? The water comes out where you turn it off, you know?
Faucet.
And what about if the same thing if it were on a barrel? Maybe they used to have big barrels.
That would call a bung.
Okay. Yeah. And do you turn it? Or just plug it in?
Plug it in, the bung, I think. You plug the bung.
Okay. Did they ever have them on barrels that you could turn?
Yes, ma'am.
What would they call that if it had a little thing out that water would run out?
That would be called a little faucet.
Just like the same thing
yes,
in the kitchen. Okay. What about if it were out in the yard and there's a pipe out there where you get water outside of
it? Spigot.
Okay. And if you bought a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them in for you to carry them home?
Cans of paper bags.
They put them in there, okay. And what about a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth? You might say 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of fertilizer, potatoes. Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
Well, we call that, I think, a burlap bag.
Okay. Any other, anything else besides burlap bag?
Sack.
Okay. And what do you call that little musical instrument that you hold like this and blow on?
A harp.
Okay. And what about the one that you hold like this and it's metal and you go ding, ding, ding?
Goose harp, I believe.
Okay. Okay. Don't see much of that.
No, ma'am.
Did you ever play one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.